Keeping faith when God seems distant can be difficult, but it is not impossible. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count, and Chris Nye believes we all have opportunities to encourage people in their faith walk, especially when they might feel alone and afraid.
Scripture tells us those who are strong have the obligation to serve those who are weak. That's in Romans. And I feel like we have to be very aware of how we who are maybe feeling stronger in our faith and someone comes to us and says they're feeling distant from God, our obligation to pray for them in that moment, I think is the first thing I would do, is to use the faith that you have to give that faith to other people. Faith kind of works that way, right? And so when someone comes to you with a lack of confidence in God and you have that confidence in God, one of the best things you can do is say, hey, I'm just gonna pray for you right now. Would you mind if I prayed for you?
And Chris says prayer is such an important part of growing in faith.
Those who are maybe have peers who are struggling with this, don't forget the power of prayer. Don't forget the power of giving faith to other people. And then the other thing I would tell people is saying, look, no matter where you are and what's happening, God is near to you. And I've been finding myself saying that a lot more to people. God's closer to you than you think.
Chris has a friend named AJ who says even when things seem the darkest, that's often the time when God is doing the most.
My friend AJ has said, the very moment we believe God is not working in our lives is probably the moment he's working in our lives. Do you know what I mean? Like, we miss that all the time and we think God's not working, God's not working, God feels distant. How do we know that? I mean, this could be the very moment God's calling you to faith.
Do you want to learn more how you can grow in your faith walk with God and how to encourage other people to do the same? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.